Good morning, Heritage Jewelers. How can I help you?
Good morning. It's Nick with RDI. How are you doing?
Good, Nick. It's Jennifer. How are you doing?
Thank you for telling me who you are. Oh, my gosh. All my anxiety just melted away. You're amazing. What's happening with you this morning, Jennifer?
Oh, nothing. You know, I've been off for 2 days. You know how that is.
I wish I knew how that was. No, I'm just kidding. I do. I get 2 days off a week until November. And then, we'll be doing it. It's coming. It's coming up quick.
Yep.
What are you guys doing to prepare for the end of the year?
Nothing yet. Carol's usually in charge of all that, so.
Yeah. Okay. What's been happening in the store? I know you've been off, but are you working any bridal calls? Do you have anything on your calendar for appointments coming up in the next week or two?
I do not. I've been doing quite a few remounts lately, though.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help you out, but.
No. I mean, it's good. And the remounts, you know, sometimes they'll turn into a 3-stone, and I'll get 5 stones, or sometimes they're. What? Were you the one that was telling me that? Somebody was telling me that they took someone's old ring, took all the diamonds out, and were, like, making it into, like, a waterfall ring? Or maybe they were taking it out of a waterfall ring and, like, trying to make something.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Is that what you were doing?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I haven't heard how, I mean, the ring turned out beautiful, but I haven't heard how the proposal went. Of course, I told him to send me pictures. You know how customers are.
Yeah. Well, I know how young men are. So he was like, yeah, totally, like, I definitely will. And then, you know, he might have meant it in that moment, but then he was just like, that is so much to
work.
Do yeah, I gotta tell everybody. I'm the oldest of 5. I'm the only one from my parents' marriage, and then they remarried and had 2 each. I think I told you this before.
No, so you didn't tell me.
My youngest brother is, I don't know how old he is, like 24 or 25.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in the Air Force, and he just got married. And my mom always complains to me about, like, she can't get Ben to, like, call my grandparents. You know what I mean? About something. Like, when he got married, it was, like, because he's in the military, it was, like, very much, like, it was a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom was like, yeah, you don't have to tell everyone, but, like, you should call Grandma and Grandpa. And it was like pulling teeth for this kid. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I get it. So maybe you'll find out eventually, especially if he – so what's great with Ben is the girl that he married, she's very much in communication all the time.
That's
so, like, we know what's going on with him.
That's funny because my son's 30, and we live, like, an hour apart.
Yeah.
So not super far, but not super close either.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just starting to get to that point where I don't have to hound him to call me.
Oh, wow. That's good.
You know what I mean? Like, he's settled down, and out of the blue, he'll just call me to talk, and I'm like, oh, my God, my kid's back. Yay.
That's amazing.
but if I text him about something and he doesn't text me back, I just text his wife, and she's like, right on it, you know?
That's what it is. Yep,
yep.
Absolutely. That's good. That's good. Some people, when you give them the space that they need, then you hear from them when they're ready for it.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be one of those, like, I didn't really, like, hound him, but I'd text him, and then, like, a week later, I'd go, I text you.
Exactly.
I know you're busy. Your mother needs to talk to you. She misses you. You know?
Sometimes that's what you have to do, though, because there's, like, Ben, if you give Ben space, you just never hear from Ben. You know what I mean? And so, like, you have to kind of push and nudge and, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with the, but yeah, so he hit 30 and all of a sudden he calls his mom. I love
it.
Yep. He just turned 30 this past year, right?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice milestone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I have boxes to check this morning, but I really want to do more business with you. I mean, is there something I can get in your hands, something that we could put in the case in the store and show to customers that you think would be, you know, something they'd be interested in, or possibly like an upsell, like some studs, or tennis bracelets.
Definitely not tennis bracelets. We are not selling diamond bracelets. That's a for sure no.
That's so funny.
Some stores are like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me talk to Carol and see what she thinks we might be able to swing.
Yeah.
And what we might need. So,
yeah.
So when she gets back to work, I don't think we work together again. I don't know. We might work together tomorrow, but it definitely Monday.
Okay.
So let me chat with her and see what she thinks. Because she's the one that pays the bill, so.
Okay. And Jennifer, I don't think I've told you about these before, but I have these beautiful diamond cluster earrings that the price point's very low. They're very, like, they're catching all the light. They're very sparkly. And I think it would be an item that you guys should consider for the store, especially coming up on holiday time. I'll email you with information on them.
Okay.
But then, yeah, like literally anything that you guys can think of. Because I just want to do business. I love you guys.
I know. Me too.
You're great.
You're one sales rep. I don't mind when they call.
Oh, my gosh. The clouds are opening. Thanks.
Like, no, I'm not available.
I feel you. There's so many of us. I get it.
Yeah.
So I try
and
to
most of them we don't even ever do business with, you know, and you can't even understand them. So.
Yeah, I know.
That's
all good.
But I do think if you could include in that email, like, your diamond stud price list, like a grouping, that would be good.
Yeah,
so
we have
something to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a diamond stud program, and then we have other studs that are outside of that. I'll send you our program studs. They're good, better, best quality. So there's three.
Just send the middle one, and then send us a lab one.
Okay, absolutely, I got you.
Just so we have something to chew on.
Absolutely.
Okay,
all right, cool.
Great.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Yep,
thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. All right,
okay, bye-bye.